Welcome to Spaghetti Launchers, the wobbling podcast where we throw spaghetti at the wall and it is up to you what sticks. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ethan. Today's episode, we will be discussing Fee-Fi-Fo from Giants.
This was an unexpected turn. I like it.
I had a thought when I was preparing for this episode.
Okay.
Because I was trying to think, how do we make Giants different and interesting? Well, what are Giants? I feel like they're always done. They're stupid. They're big, stupid, like living out in nature. You know, it's a very similar, they're very similar descriptions to what we see a lot of orcs being like, you know, they're dressed in animal skins and they have big maces and hammers and
this
they're dumb.
This is why Warcraft orcs are the best orcs.
Agreed. And I was thinking, well, why don't, like, how could I make a smart giant? Like, what would that look like if, like, the giants were the most advanced members of society? I'm like, well, those are just gods. Like, doesn't anyone make smart giants? Because then they'd be OP. Like, then they'd be broken.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on, like, you know, what's the limit on being a giant? You know, like, what, you know, Andre the Giant is a giant.
Sure.
But then, like, if you're 100 feet tall, are you past giant stage? Because then you're like a different type of
being. Are you Titan?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I assume there's like, there's a band that we got to work with, and it was like, how big are you? Yeah.
Well, because like we could talk about like they're the Celestials in Marvel Comics, which are like as big as a planet. They're technically giants,
yeah,
but they're way beyond that scale.
Yeah. I love the idea of like architecture built for giants. Yeah. I think it was in the First Law trilogy, that they go to an abandoned ancient city that is everybody's dead there, and it's from a long past civilization, but it was like every building is massive,
enormous,
because they are built for, they were giants of some kind.
That's
it's
cool.
like you know, imagine like going to a, you know, Corinthian column laid temple that is three times as tall.
Well, ufologists think that. They're like, why were the doors in Petra so big? That must have been for aliens. Like,
or just because stylistically they were cool.
That's also, that's the what actually happened. But the point stands.
Yeah. The aliens are real. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you. Took you long enough. Welcome, brother. We've been expecting you.
For some time. Welcome to the off menu, baby.
Giants have a long history, not just in fantasy, but even in the Bible. You know, there's stories of the Nephilim, which were like fallen angels that were seen as giants, right? There's ancient Chinese mythology that say the world is just the body of a dead giant being, which is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But
you look at, say, D&D lore, you know, lots of fantasy words. You got cloud giants, you got storm giants, you got fire giants.
We're all Norse for some reason, which I always thought was the dwarf thing, like, but...
Well, I think the Norse had giants as a big part of their mythology, so it's like, you know, it really incorporates it well. Yeah. But they pick the different elements, and like, giant for this.
Yeah.
You have an ice giant, you have a frost giants, you have earth giants or whatever. You know, it's just like, well, they're very similar to elementals.
Like, I agree.
And a lot of ideas I've had about them in the past where I blended the two ideas.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, yeah, you just kind of make the giant out of fire.
And yeah.
Like, you mean an elemental? No.
No.
It's a giant.
Different.
I swear it's different.
I had that idea, too, where I was like, what if it was just the cloud giant? What if there was just one of each kind?
I mean, we have the most famous giant, Jolly Green.
There is love Jolly Green.
BFG.
Yeah, you got the BFG.
Big fucking giant.
Who does he do some fucking? In that child's book.
Yeah. So they're saying, are you sure that... Ethan's second career as a children's author was not very good.
He's so tired.
He failed fast. All right, well then I think that's a good segue into, let's get into our menu. All right, what's your menu?
Honey, I blew up the kids.
Okay. Oath of Giantism.
I would like for you to go first.
There's a god of, let's say, the mountain.
Okay.
Seems probably fair. Leading in the giants.
Yeah.
The god of the mountain. Every one of their disciples is a giant by the hand of that god. When they swear an oath to that god, they pledge their service, they become paladins, guardians, clerics, whatever.
Warlocks?
No. Just like, but I just mean like they become devotees, disciples of this god. And through that, they become a giant. Hmm. They are like imbued with the power of a giant. They grow, you know, 8 feet instantly. However it goes, they become a giant in that moment.
Yeah.
And then they cannot reverse it. They can't change it. They are stuck. This is now the world that they live in until they die. I'm assuming it also comes with some like mental changes to kind of like lock you in further to be like, yeah, it's not reversible because you also, it's like you are now a part of the god in a way. You're like a manifestation of this god.
Like an avatar.
Like a bit of an avatar. Like you all become like a small bit of an avatar.
You carry a spark of divinity.
Yeah. And you, you know, you're welcome to go do stuff and go live your life, but you are like a devotee, a paladin of this god. It's kind of it.
I really like that. It's... But I'm curious. So what I, it's beautiful in its simplicity. It's also hearing. So I was very concerned at the beginning because I was very nervous that this was very much like effectively the same idea that I had. And it is very, very similar.
Yeah.
The Venn diagram is not a circle. It close, but it not a circle.
Yeah.
Because you and I can have the same conversation and ask the same questions about ours, because mine was, giants exist because basically they are soldiers of a army that has a court wizard that cast enlarge on them, and then the court wizard got killed
and now they're all stuck
and they're stuck. So basically they're trapped in an enlarge spell gone wrong.
Yeah.
And they, I'm imagining, but I went a much more morose, because I probably read too much Anne Rice as a kid. Interview with the Vampire, and was thinking, oh, but if you're that big, physics would weigh you down and it would be painful. And so they would just end up being like the moody, morose giants of this world. But these ideas are actually different.
Yes.
They are not as much the same as I thought they would be.
So that's literally your idea.
That was my idea, was that it would be they're humans that were stuck.
So now we're just talking about them both basically at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Because this is a different episode for sure.
Yeah, this is a different format. What happens
whenever we stumble upon the same
basic idea. Yeah.
Which, like, is the reality of world building. Is it if you give the same prompt to two people, they might come up with a super similar idea. It's why ideas, like, there's only so many original ideas, and both of these ideas probably aren't even original. There's probably somebody who's already got this idea out there and has done it well.
Totally.
But that's just the nature of the beast.
The idea of what you said I thought was interesting about the changes in intelligence, to like, you know, in your brain to make you work as a giant and function.
Yeah.
That is a big differentiating point, because mine does not have that, because it was not supposed to be long term. It was supposed to be short term.
Yeah, which I guess that's the core functional difference, is that one is a real thoughtful and, you know,
purposeful.
It's a purposeful choice.
Right.
And one is like almost, I'm going to say, what if the wizard didn't, there was no choice. They just forced it upon these soldiers and they just said, you will be enlarged.
Yeah.
And
you've been selected.
Yeah. And being larger would be a real pain in the ass. I mean, like, find me someone who's over 6'6" who enjoys being that tall.
It's not easy.
No, it's really hard. Like, unless you're making bank in the NBA, you're probably struggling with that. It's hard. So like, imagine being 15 feet tall in a world where shit is also not comfortable.
Right.
What bed do you sleep on? You know, like, that would be hard. So in my world, they have, you know, a temple for all these giants that live in the mountain that is made for them, that they have the comforts of being a giant. They get to live like normal people with a giant society in a way, like a small
there
society.
There are accommodations made for them.
Yeah.
And there's I'm not trying to be funny. There is like an ADA type law that exists for these people where like you must, institutions must have space and facilities for the paladins.
Yeah, and
that doesn't exist in my world.
No, they are just like, you know,
they're a mistake,
which is like, it's morose, but it's also comedic in a way. Of you could play as like a dark comedy.
Yeah,
that like, oh, look at these tragic figures that are stuck as being giants for the rest of their lives, and then they go on a quest because all you gotta do is find a wizard who can cast reduce or whatever,
right?
But they can't find that person because it's like, I feel like it would be like a short term, like it would be long term but not permanent, because I think you would eventually find somebody who could undo it.
You could, and that therein lies the story, but the point is that it would be
like they're accidentally a giant for a long time,
and for longer than expected. That it was not supposed to go this way, and their immediate mechanism for size reduction, if one even existed, is gone. And so there's the question of, do you want this to take it? Do they become? And it's a very similar question for yours. I was trying to figure out, if they were to reproduce, would their children be giants, or would they be?
I was thinking about that too, and I don't know. I think in your case, no. Because it's...
I was leaning that way. I think it wouldn't.
In your case, no. In my case, I think I also want to say no, because it's a willing choice that the person has to make.
So if they want to have progeny, they have to do it beforehand.
Or they just pop out a normal-sized kid.
That's what I was thinking too, and I hated that idea.
Why?
Because it just squicked me out.
I mean, but imagine how easy labor would be.
Yeah.
Should be a...
It's true.
Tiny little baby. Boop.
It's true. You're not wrong.
You wouldn't even know you were pregnant. You should be like, oh, there's a little baby here. You're not it's just right. A big poop.
Oh, God. That's why I hated that idea. It's proving me right, my guy.
Because I think it is key that it's the individual has to make the choice. And they become it. Because the becoming a giant is also, you are choosing to take a pact with this god. Hmm. The god of the mountain has to agree to take you, and you have to agree to take the god of the mountain. Yeah. And if you are born a giant, then you didn't have a choice. And this god does believe in that choice. Hmm. This is an upstanding god. You know, like he's a cool god. He believes in
upstanding, like the mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, you got it. He's solid. He
like
So yeah, I think that's the answer to that question.
No, I was thinking about what I got in, shocking nobody, I got into the mechanics a little bit. That's where I started thinking about the physics. Like yours is different because it's more divinely magical, where it's like this is all supposed to happen. This, the enlarged spell, I always think of wizardry magic as like violating or disrupting the laws of nature. You know, whereas primal magic works within it, and divine magic just sort of ignores these laws, right?
Yeah.
And so for wizard, like this is an abnormal growth, so it's not comfortable, it's not painful, and so part of the magic does not account for the increased mass and weight, and so you have to learn how to walk all over again effectively.
Yeah, interesting. So they're...
Whereas, like you said, yours comes with like a Shazam type thing.
Yeah, so they're good to go.
It's your body. You're just bigger now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So
you have to get used to living in society, but physically, it still works and feels the same for you.
Yeah. So
that's not the case in mine.
Like mechanically, because we use the word like enlarge, and that is a D&D spell. Let's remove that.
Okay.
Because casting enlarge does not come with, you have to reprogram your brain.
And biggin,
but just like if like make it more agnostic of like a system, and just say a wizard has cast a spell that made you all giants, and then the wizard died before undoing the spell, and the spell has stayed, and in that case it was like here's an idea, it's nearly instantaneous that this happens. They cast the spell to embiggen them, and then in the process one of them becomes so big and is too close to him that he like swings his head, like his arm, and basically crushes the head of the wizard within like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And the wizard doesn't get to give any more information.
Yeah.
They have no context. And then they're just immediately like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they're all stuck now in the bigger state, and he didn't get to cast anything else to maybe make them more comfortable or whatever.
Or so maybe he didn't get to finish the spell.
Maybe that's it. Maybe,
because someone sneezed and
they kicked him or just punched him, because they're now giants. They're super strong and they just fucking, he's a regular old puny human. Mm-hmm. He just gets punched right into a stone wall and his head is crushed.
And it's a platoon's worth of people. So it's not thousands of them. We're talking maybe dozens at most.
Yeah. And then you know, you, so begins the dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a, I think it would be fun to write as like a Terry Pratchett novel almost. Yeah. It has real
like What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's real like ogre energy too. Like,
yeah.
Like ogres bickering in the corner, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then from there, they have to figure out how to make it work mechanically for themselves. Versus in my example, it's like, yeah, they immediately know what they're doing. They immediately go off gallivanting, being paladins, or just hanging around in the temple, or just living their lives. But like, as long as they're doing it in service of the God of the Mountain, whatever that means.
What if they're in the same world? Like,
oh yeah, they should be.
They're different. They're in different lands. They're in different countries or on different planets or something. And these giant, like the soldier giants, because they're soldiers, that's why they got, they were made big to help win a war, to help win a fight.
Yeah.
And they've heard, it's like, oh, have you heard of the Paladins of the Mountain?
Yeah.
The Mountedans? And
it sounds like they're Canadians.
Eh?
Mounties.
Eh?
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 And like, have you heard of, like, they are the ones who, if anyone could help,
they could help.
They would be the ones to help.
Yeah. And then now it's the quest to get to the mountain.
Right.
But they have to, like, get on a ship, and they're like, well we're too big for the ship.
There's, yeah.
How do you
feel? Only one of us fits on the one biggest ship in
so we need,
the Navy.
We need a lot of ships.
We need a lot, but we don't have the wood. First, the giants have to go cut the wood to build the ships.
They have to build their own ark to get across the world. That's pretty funny. And yeah, because the idea that, you know, they could get there and, you know, let's bring the two parties together, because now we're just story building, because
absolutely
the world building of this is rather clear and simple. But yeah, then they arrive there, and then I assume they would be considered a abomination in the eyes of the mountain. Be like, how, you can't be a giant. You have not sworn to the God of the Mountain. Either they're an abomination, or they're an incredible mystery that they want to figure out, where they're super curious as to, is there another being doing this somewhere else, or are you naturally like that? What is happening? And then when they learn what happened, they would be like, you are an abomination.
Well, I was thinking,
let's kill you.
I was I think there could be a conflict of someone is like, oh no, we gotta kill him, and someone else is like, this is a blessing, this is a sign from the God of the Mountain.
Yeah, maybe.
That may their avalanche rain down on her, you know, something. I don't know.
Okay,
so you could legitimize it anyway. You could spin that shit. DJ, spin that shit.
Okay, so go to the wizard again. Is it common practice in this world that soldiers are, you know, like, what if it's a world where soldiers are constantly being enlarged for these fights?
I think in this nation it is.
Yeah. So like they're not an abnormality. Maybe it's like this nation is new to doing this. The nation they're fighting is doing it all the time. Something like that, you know.
Yeah. Like the wizard defected.
Or developed the magic themselves. Like, oh, we can now rival them. We figured it out, or whatever.
But they didn't know that they would have to do it from so far away, so that they couldn't get squashed.
Like, I guess remove the, because I'm trying to get out of the story and get into the world of like just a world where it's common practice that you would be enlarging people for battles, and you would have like a, you know, like maybe you'd be creating like you'd be equipping people like Gundams, being like, go fight now.
Well, see, yeah. I think it's more. When I was thinking about, I think it's more that this is a secret that this country has, and they rely on that secret so that people think that giants naturally exist.
Oh.
And so there are others in the world that are out looking for giants to try and recruit them the way that this country has.
Interesting.
And only to discover, someone discovers later that it's not, that it's just, they keep shrinking, they keep embiggening and ensmalling their own people, but then these people are just stuck that way.
So now people will really believe giants must be real,
yeah,
because they're roaming around,
right? So it's
or okay, take that. Let's put that now in the past.
Mm. Did this create a race of giants?
No. Mm. Hold on. Sorry. How about instead, the magic is developed. They can embiggen. that example happens. It's the first time it's ever happened. It fails. The wizard dies. Other wizards will eventually pick up where he left off. But these giants go roaming around. And now they become folklore, folk tales that giants are real because they've been spotted around the world. And then that gives a lot of good background and a good excuse for whenever eventually they do make the technology work, then people do, like, there's this inherent belief that, yeah, giants are real. They were beyond a myth. They were real. People had seen them somewhere, but they were so rare. And now they're like, how did they recruit them? Where are they? How does this exist now? So they took advantage of this example for their own, like, as a narrative in the future, in the way that you were just saying.
Yeah.
But it isn't the present thing. There were never, people don't think of giants already. These guys are the reason that people believe giants are real.
Yeah.
Into the future.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Because it's a good folklore story too.
Yeah.
That, oh, you're the story of the accidental giants.
Yeah. A tale against hubris. A cautionary tale.
Yeah. Or, you know, yeah. Or is it even hubris? He was right.
He was.
And they didn't mean to kill him.
No, it was an accident. It'd be a tale for proper scientific safety protocols.
Yeah, something like that.
Would, for yours, what do they do?
There's paladin shit.
Are there like kaijus out there they're out trying to slay?
I think there's a couple ways you could go with it. You could go with, they have to be big to take on, you know, like kaiju-esque, like, you know, bigger creatures, yeah, like ogres, trolls, whatever. You can also go that they have to be big because they have to take, they aren't going to be that numerous and they know it, and they need to be able to defend against hordes of smaller things, you know? Mm. Like, think of the, like the darkspawn in Dragon Age. It's like, oh yeah, these things coming out of the earth that, and these, like, you know, that are very evil and they're very numerous and only special people can kill them. It's like, well, these guys just go down there and they're giants, so they can really fuck them up. It could be that they literally are just a representation, a manifestation of the power of the size of the mountain. Like, because this is a god of the mountain, it probably has many mountains. And it's, this is, there isn't a particular purpose from like a mechanical perspective other than a reflection of what this god is.
Yeah.
It is that you are made in my image. You will be giant because I, the mountain, am giant. And that could be the most beautiful and simplistic version. Mm. But if you want like a mechanical version, I think then you move into like, what are they killing or whatever. It could be that just, oh, if you are to be a paladin and go around doing like a traditional like D&D style paladin, being made into a giant will make your job easier.
Mm.
You can smite a little bit harder if right. you're bigger.
Yeah.
So we make you bigger.
Yes. Because it's easier.
You have fun.
Goodbye. Make the, yeah, go smash.
Like
smash the thing.
You know, it could be anything. It could be that, it could be giants, and they could be like scholar giants up there in the mountains.
I love a scholar giant.
Here's an idea.
I think that's super cool.
You can ignore how they got to this point. That's ancient history. The scrolls in this temple that are these ancient scrolls are so big and so heavy, they need to be giants to actually open them and read them and all that. And they are all scholars.
That's very cool.
That are just, you know, sitting up there unrolling this, you know, human sized scroll that weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, at least. And then reading that, writing on that. And so they're like, they're doing this like scholarly work with ancient materials that are massive. And maybe the world, maybe people in this world were once bigger. And, you know, like, you know, how in the real world, we've become slightly bigger over time. What if we shrunk over time? And originally they were all giants, you know, like Numenor or whatever. It's like, we used to be better and then we've degraded in time. Well, it's like, what if we used to just be bigger?
And then weren't the Dunedain like 8 feet tall anyway?
Yeah, they're bigger too.
They were bigger,
but like, we're talking like, you know, all real. Apples and oranges, I guess, but apples and mini apples. Oranges and tangerines.
Pomelos.
I think I like that version. That they're like a scholarly order just moving giant things. Because it's, say like, as a world building detail, you go to this temple of giants and you're surprised that they're giants and they're gentle. and you know, they probably could kick your ass, but you'd see them just moving around these giant scrolls and books and stuff, and you're like, that's the main thing that they're doing, and you try to pick one up and you can't because it's like it's just so fucking heavy, and you're like, oh, that's what they do here. The whole place is just significantly bigger than you, in a way, like when you're like Jack and the Giant Beanstalk or whatever, you go mm-hmm. up there and you're like, whoa, everything's huge up here, you know, that.
I think there's a great story moment here, which is you don't hear about giants. All you hear about is the scholars.
Oh, and they don't know that they're giant until they go
and
up.
And these
there.
People, it's like, oh, I've taken the oath of lore, the oath of study, the oath of preservation.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's, I've studied, I'm learned, I've gone to school for this, I'm ready to take my oath.
Yeah.
And you go on your pilgrimage to the temple.
Yeah.
And you get there and it's giants.
Yeah. What if, I like that. What if the world knows they exist and their experience with them is not giants, but there's normal sized people who like are emissaries for them and who will go yeah. and they're
heralds or their staff or
yeah, like they will go and they will bring some knowledge to some people down below, or they will go and get supplies or whatever, like, you know, who are not always out and about, but where like other scholars know they exist because they've met people from the mountain who are a bit vague and cagey about what's life mm-hmm. like on them, but they walk in the room and there's this like this aura about them of, oh, they are impressive. They always come with new, interesting thoughts, and they're like the smartest people in the room. And those emissaries are the children of yeah. the giants who decided not to take the oath.
I kind of got chills a little bit. Have you ever seen the movie Inherit the Wind? So it's a movie, it came out in 1960, and it's about effectively the Scopes trial.
Okay.
And it's two lawyers going head to head. One's a creationist, one's religious, but, you know, arguing for academic freedom, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, it's 1960. I don't really care. At the end of the movie, the prosecutor, the one trying to prosecute the man for teaching evolution, dies. And in a conversation that the lawyers are all having afterwards, someone insults the man, and the other defending attorney screams at him, "A giant lived in that body." And that line always just stuck with me because it was like, how do you express and capture the scholarly, the intellect of someone in a normal human body like that? Like that yeah. phrase, that chill, you know, I think about some of my best college professors, these incredible intellects, and they live in these normal human bodies? Like, that seems crazy.
So what if they didn't?
What if they didn't? And so, like, a giant lived in that body. And it's like, no, they don't live in these bodies.
And that's a good point to end this. Yeah, and
I agree.
Our frozen lasagna.
Frozen lasagna. Ding!
Giants are, bringing back the elemental stuff, giants are meteorites. They fall from the sky, and they are just, like, animated rocks that are space rocks, and yeah. no one always knows what they are, and they're not smart. They're not able to communicate. They just kind of roam.
Yeah,
they don't eat. They yeah. don't.
Are they humanoid, or are they just rocks rolling around?
No, they're humanoid.
Okay,
they move in some way. Like maybe like they're on four legs. I don't know. They're not bipedal, but yeah. they don't communicate, and they're not violent because they don't seem to want anything.
Yeah,
they're like sustained by something else. They
photosynthesize.
Yeah, and everyone's very confused by them, but they're very terrifying because they're so big, and they're yeah. made of like pure like rock that no one, it's like, it's space rock, so it looks different.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, don't touch that. But it's, you know, like, you know, imagine just like walking through a village because it doesn't know what anything is.
Yeah.
So it just crushes a village by accident.
Right.
So they'll have to try to like divert it without attacking it, be like, just distract it, be like, this way, yeah. and like veer it off.
Yeah, I love that.
That's it.
I love that.
All right. Ding.
Goblins in a trench coat.
You don't need to say anything else.
That's it. Giants are just, they are
goblins in a trench coat.
Goblins in a trench coat, just stacks of people on top of each other inhabiting giant made armor to fuck up and confuse their enemies.
Yep.
They're weirdly well-trained and coordinated.
Say no more.
That's it.
All right, what's stuck for you?
That.
No.
No, not that. I like how we sort of broke formula in this one, but I think in what started with ideas that at the outset were so similar, we found to very different places.
Yeah.
And I like that feeling of how do you take an accident and turn it into a dark comedy? How do you, and use that as a genesis for mythology?
Yeah.
How do you, and then what we did making yours scholars.
Yeah.
Like, how do you capture the immensity of intellectual knowledge and wisdom? You make them big. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I think it's, I think the giant, the scholar giants are really like, cause I was trying to figure out how do you make a smart giant and I couldn't do it.
Yeah. But we figured it out.
I
think in keeping with the theme of this, the breaking of formula in this episode, I just have to say that's also what stuck for me. And we leave it at that because it is what stuck for me. It's scholar giants.
Scholar giants. Yeah.
I will give a shout out to making the children, because we had the conversation, like the weird, awkward conversation about the how do they procreate, and then it was like this kind of like a throwaway thing, and the fact that we can bring that back in to be relevant later on just shows that sometimes the details in world building that you're like, oh, that's kind of unnecessary, and you're like, oh, perfect place to slide it in and have it actually be really cool.
Yep.
So, you know, don't always throw away the scraps. Sometimes they can be very useful and can really be the final
piece. Tastiest bits.
Yeah. So that's what stuck for us.
Let us know what stuck for you.
Thanks for listening.
Emails in the show notes.
Goodbye.